You should say it's right with Asher, right?
He says, well, I don't understand.
What's troubling me is, why should it be this way? Why is it that if we say all the tribes of Israel, and we include Menashe and Ephraim as one? A tribe looking into the other place. They name him a Raglin. With Nashe Kosovo, each echo. Each echo, the Matea Moisov Tishlaku. There it would say, send a person per tribe. It's similar notions over here, Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate. So there, each echo, each echo. And over there, Shepirusha, which meaning Bechol Mate Umate. And over there, Sholf Ephraim and Menashe, Shnei Anoshim. So where is the indication in the wording of the Pasuk? Then when we say Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate, Lachol Mate Yisrael, including Sheva Levi, but how do you know to exclude Menashe and Ephraim? Basically, all the tribes of Israel, it's all the tribes of Israel. The Sheva Yish Loba, perhaps we can explain like this, but it's obvious that over here, Ephraim and Menashe, this is just not the right sort of topic to count Ephraim and Menashe as two. Ephraim and Menashe, like Nikru Shabbatim, Raphaelam Nachalat Pahorim Tulba. Ephraim and Menashe, yes, are called two, are counted as separate tribes when we deal with Nachalat Pahorim, when we deal with getting a portion in the land. Because that is part of Yosef's right, has been given certain rights of Bechora, a double portion is a double portion in the land. So his descendants are counted as two, each one gets a portion. V'lochein v'meraglim, shoho yobabur nakalat ta'oret, neshiru pishne matos. So that's why, when we come over there, to the story of the Meraglim, where we are dealing with, looking at the apportioning of the land, over there, we count them. It's obvious, it goes without saying, we say this expression, per tribe, one per tribe, one per tribe. It means, that's in a tribe of two, because that's the type of subject where they should be dealt as two. But over here, this war over here, to fight the Hinsu Midyotim, has nothing to do with inheriting the land. Over here, they're only called one. So that's one understanding in the Rashi, that I am going to ask me to say that 12,000, why Sheva Levi and Menashe and Ephraim? No, Menashe and Ephraim are counted over here as one. Why are they counted as one? Because they're only counted as two when we deal with apportioning the land. Over here we're not dealing with land, we're dealing with something completely separate. Something separate, something not to do with land. Over there we count them as one. That's one approach, that's how we get to 12,000, including Sheva Levi, excluding Menashe and Ephraim.
So
Yosef instead of them, yeah. Yosef instead of Menashe. And now let's look at another amazing idea in the Gur Ari. The Rabbi shaved it late. He shaved it late, says the Gur Ari, Hoyon Noisah al Yudbeit Shvotim Shnetzavu Bikro. This Lachom Shvotim Bikro, which includes shaved late, tells you the shaved late are there in addition to the 12,000 mentioned in the Pasuk. There's Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate, and also some people who are only hinted at. L'chol Matis Yisrael, and including also Shevet Levi. Shaloi Chomar, Shaloi Chomar, Rak Yud Beit. And we shouldn't think that indeed there were only 12,000, like it says in the next Pasuk. L'chol Chomar, L'chol Matis Yisrael. Therefore it is written, from all the tribes of Israel, Ah, Shevet Levi, Hora Elef. They too were 1,000. So in fact there wasn't 12,000. There was indeed 13,000. I think, ask me, how can you say such a pshat? Absolutely impossible. You can't contradict the Pasuk. The Pasuk says there were 12,000 by Yimotru, the Alkin Israel. And that's the Shnei Mosah Ele, the second Pasuk, the Torah of the Sheik. Pasuk, hey, to the Pasuk, there were 12,000.
Maybe 12,000
is
the water, 1,000 something else.
So let's have a look. Ma, Shekosu, by Yimotru, the Alkin Israel, the Shnei Mosah Ele. I actually said there were 12,000. There were 12,000 who went to actually wage war. But the 1,000 from Shevet Levi, they were not fighting in the war. They had some other role to play. They accompanied the Oroi, which also went with them to war in this type of milchemes mitzvah. The low three of Shiyu the Milkoma, they didn't go in order to fight. And we should there is Sakotu. Shiyu, Mikol Matis Yisrael, Lotis Nikmat Yisrael, the Midyo. Like what the Shmuel wanted that all of Am Yisrael should be present fighting this war against Israel. But the Levim were not involved in the actual fighting. Furthermore, in Navi Mishum was put on Gamkin. This involvement of the Levim is to give extra bechuyos to those fighting. Shebizkut, Halashvotim, with this joint bechuyos of all the Shvotim in that Subamukh. The same Mashmoz Hamikra. Now let's look at an amazing diuk which he brings up in order to support his position. In the first pasuk, Elech Lamate, Lakol Matis Yisrael, Tish Lakol Latzor. A thousand of each tribe, and Lakol Matis Yisrael, including in addition to Shaded Lady, Tish Lakol Latzor, you will send to war. Ah, Shaded Lady, Tish Lakol Latzor, including Shaded Lady. Adol Shnei Mosa Elef, but in the second pasuk, by Mosu Me Alfi Yisrael, Elech Lamate, Shnei Mosa Elef. Doesn't finish off 12,000 people Latzor to the war. Shnei Mosa Elef, 12,000 people, Chalutzei Tzor, arms for the war. Arms for the war, those fighting the war, that was only 12,000. The previous posuk, which includes Shem and Levi, includes them for a different job, for a different purpose. They had to be there, they had to have an involvement, but their involvement was a spiritual involvement. And that can be seen in the amazing zigzag in the posuk. Tishlukun Latzor in the first posuk sends to war, not Tishlukun Chalutzim Latzor. In the second posuk, Shnei Mosa Elef, Chalutzei Tzor, armed for war, because that was indeed only 12,000. What other amazing pirush to answer the Rashi's is to be found in the pirush of Rabbi Avadia Bar Tzimura. I don't think we've ever quoted from him before in this year, for the first time. He also asked this Kasha. Yeah? Yeah?
He has
a commentary to Rashi Alatari.
Oh,
indeed so. No, not such a well known work. But he had a commentary to Rashi Alatari, Rabbi Avadia Bar Tzimura Alatari.
It's the same person, yeah.
But he had a pirush on Rashi Alatari, in the same style as the other person, would give an extra explanation to Rashi, ask questions to Rashi, explain Rashi. So he too had such a work. And he also asked this question, having said what Rashi said, that we include over here Shaved Lady as well, so you don't arrive at 12,000, you arrive at a total of 13,000. So to answer this question, he said, we have to take a look in what Rashi said on Apostle K. Now, I haven't put this Rashi on the sheet, I'll just read it out. On Apostle K, the words of the prophet are, by Mosrum the Halting Yisrael, that was given over from the thousands of Israel. 12,000 people to fight the war. What does it mean that was given over by a mosque? That was given over. There's a very famous Rashi over here. Lo'idiyato Shilchom shall reign Yisrael. How about these Chavirim al Yisrael? This shows us how much the leaders of Am Yisrael are beloved to their people. Now, despite the fact that Rashi said that previously, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't always seem to find such favor in the eyes of the people. We have one time when Moshe Rabbeinu even comments, "Oy ma'at uskoluni." In a minute, that these people are going to stone me. But nevertheless, over here, Mishe Shomu Shem Yisab Moshe Tzoluna Venikmas Midyo. When it became clear that this was one of the final acts Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do before he dies, after this has taken place, Moshe Rabbeinu can depart to the Oil of Haimet. They didn't want to go. So they said,
"Oh,
they
didn't want him to go."
But they didn't want him to go, and therefore they didn't want to go to the war. They understood that this is the Seder HaZmonim, that the Shmorim has commanded that this war is going to take place under Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. And shortly afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away. They said, "Oh." But in other words, if we're going to fight this war, we are bringing Moshe Rabbeinu's death closer. We don't want that to happen. So they didn't want to go. They didn't want to fight the war. Asher Nimsru Al-Koron. Until such time that it had to be forced upon them, "No, you've got to go, they were pushed out, and that's it." That is the meaning of this word, by Mosru, that was given over. Now, they had to be, people who went to the war had to be given over, they had to be coerced, they had to be encouraged, because they didn't really want to go. Then, Rabbi Tzimura, having understood that, we can answer the question posed on Russia. We asked, "Ah, you're going to tell me, according to Rashi, there's not 12,000, there was 13,000. In fact, there was 13,000. Indeed, there was 13,000. Are you going to ask me the next prophet says, Nishtadu? The prophet says, "Why, you must have been asking Israel, say, what's that?" is the Tayyid. The Yishloiva says Rabbi Olavia. The Loi of the Yud Beis Ele Gabi Vayim Motru Shinim Sru Baal Korban. When we say there were 12,000, there were 12,000 people who had to be given over with coercion. Can it be refreshing? And Rashi says, if you just look. Only Ele Shel Shevet Levi. But the 12,000 of Shevet Levi, Loi Din Sru Baal Korban. They didn't have to be coerced. And a whole familiar soil. They went without coercion. I'm going to say it doesn't seem like such a middle soil. But Afal Pi, Shemachmat, Yizat, Moshe, Nindu. I'm going to tell you that the people who needed to be coerced, it was because they were concerned about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you're telling me that the being, the Shevet Levi, they were not concerned? They call up a Shevet Levi. Hoyah Chori Yoyse, the Mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch. Shevet Levi, they said, we put only one thing on top priority. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzaveh? What is the command? That's the command? That's what we do. We don't ask any further questions. Exactly like we find was the middle of Shevet Levi after the Shevet Ha'ega, where the Pesuk describes Ha'imet Tavi V'Lema Le'ri'itid Tezechom Le'ikim Et Tonov Le'yom. As they were prepared after the Shevet Ha'ega to kill even people who might have been related to them who had sinned at the Shevet at the Egel HaDor. What is the Rasa for the Shparuku? We're prepared to do right away. That was the middle of Shevet Levi. So they were not included in this by Yimotru Be'al Be'Yisrael, because they didn't need to be coerced. They said, that's the command. We go, there were only 12,000 who had to be coerced. So there were 13,000 who went to war, but 12,000 who had to be coerced. Okay. So there we are, three Pirushim in what Rashi says that they were including Shevet Levi, but either were 13,000. Either the Midrashim, actually there were only 12,000 because not their prime not counted. The Gorari, there were 13,000, but Shevet Levi had a different purpose. And the Batamura, that there were 13,000, but only 12,000 had to be caught. Now let's take a look at a point quoted in the Malvin over here. The Malvin tells us that this comment of Rashi, that these words, L'chol Matis Yisrael, are to include Shevet Levi, is actually a point which is a subject of Machlokes. And it is totally, it depends on two possible texts, two possible versions in the Sifri. Rashi is basing himself on the Sifri. Indeed, there are two Machlokes, there are two versions of the correct text of the Sifri. Says the Malvin. Rabbi Akiva told her to do something with her. Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, there were 12 towns. Umashe Kofal, Lachol Matis Yisrael. The extra word, Lachol Matis Yisrael, there is a version in the Sifri which reads as follows. Lezai, it teaches us the absolute opposite. The Faket. Sheshevet Levi, Lo Yisholot. In a different Gerson in the Sifri, it says, Lachol Matis Yisrael, of all the tribes of Israel, to teach you that Sheshevet Levi were not sent. Came Goras Hagro. This was the Gerusa of the Roman God, Lachoyti Shevet Levi, to the exclusion of Shevet Levi. Of a Musa Sasifri, but in the other versions in the Sifri, the Rabbi Shevet Levi, the inclusion of Shevet Levi, the same period for Rashi. This is how Rashi says. But in the version which the Holy God gives his approval to, the Gerusa is the exclusion of Shevet Levi, meaning, in other words, 1,000 per tribe. So I could have thought, reading those first two words, 1,000 per tribe, means every single tribe. No, the whole Matis Yisrael of all the tribes of Israel, the Torah in this chapter, meaning Yisrael, as opposed to those who are Kohanim or Levim, only those who are Yisrael, the whole Matis Yisrael. So according to the Vilna Gaon, on the contrary, there is the exclusion of Shevet Levi over here, and with that obviously it's clear that there was only 12,000 and the question does not arise. Now let's take a look at something else.
That's
explaining what Rashi
was. This is Rashi.
Yeah, he just said that the other text, Muslim Hasifri, is another Shevet Levi. Rashi's text on his Sifri read, to include Shevet Levi. According to that, see, he's just saying what we said he goes with these things, the proof of the Mizrahi. That, the last of their pride. Well, one, that's how you get it solved out.
So, what was that about this?
The deep would have to be that we're taking the word Yisrael to mean Yisrael as opposed to those who are not Yisrael. That's how I understand it. If there's another, somebody's got another chat, I'm happy to hear this. It's peculiar. Normally, this type of phrase, Yisrael, comes to include something. I can only understand that this version of this decree must take the word Yisrael in that sense. Let's take a look now at a Rambam, a very famous Rambam, well worth learning too in its own right, and then we'll look at one point of this which is connected to our discussion. At the end of Hilchos Shmita VaYoyim, very famous, well known Rambam, last two halachos in that chapter. But Lama Lezava Levi the Nachla Eretz Yisrael who would be Zava Imen. Why is it that the Levi were not given a portion in the land of Israel, nor were they given a portion in these spoils? The place, Shehuzal, Lavi, and Hashem, the Sharpah. They are separated to serve Hashem, Ulahuri, the Rachel, Hayesharim, and to teach his way, Umishpotam, Hatadikim, the Rabbin, to teach his way to the public. Shehnevar, as is written in the Postle. Yoru, Mishpotet, on the Yaakov, Shehu, Lady, teach your Mishpotet to Yaakov, with the Rachel, the Israel, and your Torah, the Israel. Learn Michal, and for this reason, they are set aside from the ways of the world. They do not participate in war, like the rest of Am Yisrael. They do not take a position in these physical positions. Rather, they are the army of Hashem. Shenema, as is written in the Zohar, Brocha Boris Hashem Chela. Vehu Borachu Zohar, and he give them a portion of his. Sheneva ani chalkos b'vnachalot. As it's written, I am your portion and your lot. And in the final halacha, a most fascinating Rambam, v'lo yishev et levi v'lva, el kol ish v'ish, mikol boi ha'olam, ashe not v'ruchoy oifer. Not only yishev et levi, but any person. Mikol boi ha'olam, from all people in the world, ashe not v'ruchoy oifer, whose spirit fills him. Ve'evinoi madoi, and his mind has brought him to the conclusion, ve'evodil lavoi lefei Hashem l'shorfei, to set himself on the side, to dedicate himself to avodas Hashem, lo'ozo, l'deya et Hashem, holach yosho, moisha, solomon, lekim. Uparach me'al tavore, oil ha'cheshboinus v'rabim, l'shevikshu v'nei ha'olam. And he has removed from himself the many cheshboinus which people pursue. Harizen is kavish kodesh kodoshim. He is sanctify the great Kedusha of Ayyah, Hashem is open to the Lord, La'olam and La'olmei Elohim. Hashem will be his lot for eternity. But Yitzkelo Ba'olam Hazeh Dovah HaMatzikloi, Hashem will surely provide for him in Olam Hazeh a Dovah HaMatzikloi, something which is sufficient for him. Kamoish Yitzokah La'Koyin and La'Leviyin, in the same fashion that the Kodesh Baruch Hu provided for the Koyin and the Leviyin. Harigol Olam HaCholim Oyneh, as Dovah HaMeh says, Hashem is of Kalki Bekoyti, Hashem is my portion and lot. I told Thomas Gairoli, you support my position. A most beautiful Rambam. Now, yes, the fascinating thing what he writes there, Mikol Goy or Olam, even anybody in the world, it sounds like it comes to the inclusion even of Gentiles. Yeah, needs further discussion. But I'd like to look just at one view, which was in the second line of the first paragraph of the Rambam, where the Rambam wrote, that Shem and Levi are separated from regular ways of the world, and one of the things he writes, Loi Orichin Mulcham, I put it there in bold, they do not wage war. Now, where did the Rambam get it from? That they do not wage war. It's not written anywhere, even though the studies which relate to Mulcham, it's not written anywhere that Shem and Levi ain't on yoke in the Mulcham as a general rule. In fact, it's written, and in a lot more general sense, not Mulcham, but it's written that, you know, Melchemet Mitzvah, everybody's got a go. So the general Lush, Melchemet Mitzvah, Produrus. Someone's saying it, probably anything. It's not saying it, but it doesn't say that. Where did the Rambam get it from?
On Mitzvah, they did not work.
They did not work.
They did not work.
Okay, but the Earth would suggest the Earth on air. The Earth and the Lush of Ishaar is Mitzvah. The Earth possible for him, Yod Seh Tzol. Says the Earth on air, since you have to check it, you will not find the Lush and Yod Seh Tzol written regarding Shea and Levi. With a Sifri, Parshas Matos, and in the Sifri, which we just learned, the Sifri, Parshas Matos, Eret Ramate Shemo Kharet, Mata Mudlerma, the Kodesh Ramate Yisrael, La Hurti Shemo Levi. To the exclusion of Shemo Levi, Yehuya, Hagoy, Hagro. Had a look in the version of Reborn with God. So yes, the Oroch Kameh has to be Rabban, took his thoughts from the Sifri in this week's parasha, based on the version of the Vongagon. As we saw, the Vongagon's version was Lohitzi Shevelein, the exclusion. Perhaps the Rambam too had the same Girsa, and this is where he is coming from. The Vongagon is surely after. What we mean is, not that the Rambam looked in the works of the Vongagon and said that off, but meaning that he has the same thoughts that the Vongagon also had. But Rashi has Girsa the Rabbis, Rashi has the Girsa the Rabbis. Now, another amazing thing, I did not exactly manage to track down the sukkah he's referring to, but where did the Rambam get it from? That he adds to this, not only Shevet Levi, but anybody who wishes to dedicate himself entirely and fully to Avodas Hashem. And where does that come from? We read in Divrei HaYomim, take a look in the sukkah in Divrei HaYomim, where the sukkah lists the Shvatim of Amitur, who could have thought of Chalutzei Tzava, Gibbole Tayla Tzava. All of them are described as being either Chalutzei Tzava or Gibbole Tayla Tzava, except Levat the Shevet Levi or the Nevi Tzava. Except for Shevet Levi and the tribe of the Tzava. With those, when she calls him Rabbeinu the Hamon, and the Rambam writes in the next Halacha, Veloi Shevet Levi Mulvav. Except Shevet Levi and Bnei Yisrael, they are described as being Giborei Tzavah. But Shevet Levi being Shevet Levi and Bnei Yisrael, as we know, who took upon themselves to be from the central Lomdei period of Israel, they are not recorded as being Chalutzei Tzavah.
But then we have a problem with the first person
who accepted it.
So if you make
it
wrong,
you got
that term.
Right, so maybe, I don't know, maybe here they haven't yet taken that on, or... I don't know, good chance. Let's just look at one further question. If it's really so that Levim do not serve in Melchama at all, then let's take a look in the Rambam elsewhere. We know there is a halakha.
Interesting that it said the Shevet Levi and the Nei Yisrael.
Maybe it doesn't include the entire right. Shevet. Maybe there were some who are not described that way. Maybe that's what he means. Shevet, maybe the entire Shevet and Bnei Yisrael. Because I had some difficulty when I was looking at the Pesukim. I didn't manage to track down exactly what he's referring to. So it appeared to me that there was mention of Halutzei Tzavah even by Yisrael. Maybe we'll have to look more closely. Maybe that's really what he meant. But there are some of them, as opposed to the other Tzavah, where maybe it's said that it describes all of them.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Maybe that's the answer. Okay.
Good.
Let's just conclude with one final kasha in heaven. Looking at this point that the Shevet Levi do not go out to Melchama. So, we know that before Am Yisrael go out to Melchama, there's a certain procedure that has to be followed. With the Moshua, Melchama Yisrael is anointed for this purpose, gives various instructions to Am Yisrael. And part of it is that people who have particular avarice, they do not participate in the war. It's considered maybe considered that these Averis, they don't have sufficient chayyus, particular Averis, they people like that do not participate in the war. And then there's certain things for things that they can participate in, certain things they're not. Now let's look in the Rambam. Who says the following thing. These halachas are in the context of somebody who has married a somebody who just got married, he doesn't have to go out to Melchama. There are certain types of marriages which don't cut you from Melchama.
Even appreciate.
Yeah. Likewise, Hamakhi is through Shokhri. But Hamahari is Ishoha Surah Allah. Or somebody who takes a wife who he shouldn't have taken, it's forbidden to take. Forgotten. And what example does he give of taking a wife who is forbidden? Kogoy, our mother of a Kohen Gadol, Grusha of a Chalut from a Kohen Gadol. For example, an our mother marrying a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha and Chalut are marrying a Kohen Gadol, these types of marriages which are forbidden, somebody is involved in such a marriage, is not a reason to give him an exemption from Milchot.
What, is the
marriage Chal? These types of marriage are Chal, yes.
Yeah.
Very often it's Chal. There are some types of forbidden marriages that are not Chal. What's the difference with you? These marriages are Chal. And she needs a get. It's Chal. But, he goes to war. Doesn't exist. Now, who are these people? Grusha Bachalutta, the Kohen Hedges. A Kohen is obviously from the tribe of Levi. Can't have a Kohen who's not from the tribe of Levi. So, here we have described in the Rambam the possibility of a Kohen going to war. So this question is discussed by the Brit Yosef in MLA. It does actually ask on the Rambam, it's in context of discussion and other rishis, but the same idea can perhaps be used to explain the Rambam, like the other oracles too. But he suggests the following thing on the second line, there, Bahochim midnashayu afsheinom mukhrochim. He suggests that there is a possibility, when we say Shein and Levi lo erotim mulchama, it means they are not obliged. We cannot be mechayev Shein and Levi to go out for war. If you have somebody who wants to go out for war, people say, yeah, he wants to go, he wants to go. I don't know. He's not hired to go, but he wants to go, he wants to go. So there can be a possibility of such a scenario that Rambam is describing, playing with the Grusha like Halukha, etc. And the Torah still wishes to go. But nevertheless, as the Rambam wrote to the other source, to the other place, they are not obliged to go out to walk. That's where we'll leave it for today.